Hey everyone, welcome back to the Next Deal podcast, and this is our short and sweet Monday Minutes edition. So go ahead, and here's what I want you to do. I want you to do the thing, guys. I want you to like, I want you to subscribe, give us a five-star review. I cannot tell you how much that helps. Our guests are awesome. We love having them on this podcast. It's not about Justin and I. It's about the value and the tips and the experiences of our guests that help listeners like you. And we want them to be seen. We want them to be heard. So when you click that subscribe button, it really does get more eyes and ears on them. So welcome back to the Next Deal podcast. Okay, so today I want to talk to you about like what happens in your life, okay, apart from real estate or outside of real estate, or what happens in my life outside of real estate? Because if you listen to this podcast, you watch videos on social media, it seems like people are always grinding, right? They're always searching, quote unquote, for the next deal, which is awesome. I mean, that's what we named this podcast, the Next Deal Podcast. We always want the next deal. The next deal is awesome. But what good is the next deal if you're not enjoying other aspects of your life? If you're not setting aside some time for fun and hobbies and rest and other interests, I feel like you're going to get burned out if you don't have those other things. I remember talking to a guy. I was on a discovery call with him, and you know, just kind of talking about marketing strategies and different tools and tech and all these kinds of things. And real estate is all that he does. He doesn't work a W-2 or anything like that. But he was telling me in this phone call that he feels bad or guilty for watching Netflix at night, rather than like analyzing deals or, you know, checking his emails or something like that. And I was just kind of like silent for a second. He's like, hello. And I was like, yeah, man, I'm here. I'm like, bro, watch Netflix. Like, what's the big deal? Like, it's one thing to binge watch something just over and over and over and over because that's what you do. And then it's another thing just to flip on a show or a movie just to wind down, just to chill for a second. And if you've listened to this podcast enough, you'll find out that I pretty much live and breathe real estate. Between Call Porter, Ballpoint Marketing, my own investing business, real estate consumes much of my day. There's strategy calls. There's discovery consults. We're talking about tools and tech. We're talking about marketing. We're talking about driving for dollars and analyzing deals. I mean, it's just like every single day, that's what I do. But it's not all that I do. And I'm also very intentional about turning real estate off. And so really what I really want to get into is, I want you to get to know Vince Hall outside of real estate. So maybe it will help you feel less guilty when you want to kind of switch gears during the week, when you just want to turn it off. And so I want you to think about these three things. And if you need to write them down or, you know, push pause and kind of think about these things as I go through them. But I have three questions that I want to ask of you, and then I'm going to answer them myself. The first thing is like, what do you like to do for fun? Consistently, not like, oh, I like to do this every now and then, or, you know, biweekly or monthly. I'm talking like consistently, like what do you love to do? Second question, what other interests that you have, or what other interests do you have that you love to just dive into? And then thirdly, what gives you rest? Like, do you plan times to just take a breather? And so I'll talk about my answers to these questions a little bit. So the first one is what does Vince Hall like to do for fun consistently? You all know by now, I have 5 kids, got, you know, a sports team over here, basically. I love them to death, and they are so freaking fun to be around. Yes, they have their moments where they're annoying and I get pissed off and all those kinds of things, but in the grand scheme of things, man, they're fun. And they all have their unique ways of just hanging out with Susie and I. So family time for us truly is a really fun time. We play board games all the time. One thing that we love to do And if you have kids, this is seriously just so fun. And I highly recommend that you do it if you have the capacity to do that where you live. But we go to a local international food store. And the kids pick out all kinds of weird foods and drinks from around the world. And all the aisles have like different countries and stuff that you can go out and pick out like candy and, you know, vegetables and fruits and meats. I mean, just all kinds of stuff. So we bring that stuff back home and then we have like a good old fashioned taste sampling, and it's freaking hilarious. And we're you know, catching all this on video, just making memories, and some things that the kids are tasting and that we are tasting, they're awesome. They're wonderful. And then other things the kids are like gagging and they're spitting things into the trash can. And it's just so fun. It's hilarious. Highly recommend doing that. And not only is it a good time, we are introducing our kids to new things. Like they're you know, building their palate for taste. And it's just a really good time. We go on night walks all the time. We play sports in the yard. We play hockey in the basement. And you guys, the whole time, I'm not really thinking about real estate. Every now and then, I'm picking my phone up and Susie's like, put that phone away. And I'm like, okay, got it, right? But most of the time, it's focused on family. Susie and I, apart from the kids, we are foodies. It's extremely fun for us to try new restaurants, to try new food. We like spending money on that kind of stuff. It's in our budget. We also love exploring local breweries because a good craft beer, that makes us happy. A couple that craft beers together stays together. So that's what we like to do for fun. And it's a consistent thing. And real estate's not on my mind, guys, during those times. When a deal is needing to be happen, and just sometimes things can wait to the next day. So what you need to do for fun, just stay in that fun and don't think about that. The second thing that I want to talk about to get to know Vince Hall a little bit more is what interests me that I love to dive into apart from real estate. And I want you to hear me out. You might think I'm a weirdo. I don't care. Okay. But I'm obsessed with aliens and UFOs, Bigfoot, paranormal stuff. I freaking just, it's absolutely fascinating to me. If you watch the podcast on YouTube, or if you follow Call Porter Official, you'll probably notice sometimes in my background, I do have a UFO neon light on the back wall. I've got a Bigfoot. I've got books about the topic on my shelf. And when I'm working on, you know, all day on real estate stuff, very often I just have a podcast on about UFOs or, you know, UAPs is what we call them now these days. And it's just on in the background. I'm just listening to things, you know, because sometimes I'm just like burnt out on listening to another real estate podcast or something. But if you've spent any attention on the news, let's just say in the last 6 to 9 months, the topic of UFOs is actually building. It's out there a lot. And there was this huge congressional hearing about it last summer. There's been an influx of documentaries about UFOs and podcasts and YouTube channels and books and all kinds of things. And dude, it'll really get you down the rabbit hole. And I'm not saying like, oh, there's definitely, you know, little green men walking around. Like, that's not where I'm at. It's just absolutely fascinating to learn about and to read about and to kind of dive into. And it's really been interesting because I've been into this topic, I mean, gosh, probably since high school. Graduated in 2002. So, you know, UFOs and Bigfoot and all that kind of stuff. But as of late, it's fun to see some of the stigma being lifted on the topic. You know, before when I talked about it, it was like, dude, you're a weirdo, you know, get away from me kind of stuff. But I've even got friends in real estate. One of them here in St. Louis. And I brought up the topic of like, you know, I want to do real estate, so it'll free me up a little bit more to kind of look into this stuff a little bit more. And then he looked at me kind of weird, and I was like, "You think I'm a weirdo?" And he was like, "No, bro. Like, I'm totally obsessed with this stuff too. I didn't think there's anybody else out there." And I was like, "Dude, like, let's talk more, right?" And so this guy in St. Louis, he does just a crap load of deal, hundreds of them. He's into this topic as well. And it's something that he and I have been kind of, you know, been able to text back and forth and things like that to talk about the topic. But if you want something fun and interesting, you know, to watch or to listen to, I do highly recommend Weaponized by Jeremy Corbell and George Knapp. Another really good one, if you're just kind of getting into the topic, is High Strange by Payne Lindsay. Is really great. You can find those on YouTube and iTunes and things like that. Another really fun one on YouTube is a guy named Ben who has this channel called Casper Sight. So Casper Sight. My wife and I sometimes watch this at night, you know, when the kids go to bed, and he just makes us freaking belly laugh, dude. It's hilarious. He's just kind of reacting to, you know, like people putting like paranormal and UFO and aliens and Bigfoot things on TikTok and YouTube and things like that. And he's just kind of reacting to them, and it's hilarious. But again, during these things, I'm not thinking about real estate. It's just something that is interesting to me that kind of helps me focus on other things, right? And this is a genuine interest of mine. And so I want you to kind of think about, like, what other interests do you have? Maybe it's just golf, or, you know, maybe you're into painting and drawing or whatever the case might be, but just like find an interest that's not real estate and dive into it and just kind of see what happens. Okay. Last question. What does Vince Hall love to do for rest? Which, you know, just allows me to kind of kick back and relax. And yes, like Netflix and Amazon Video and movies and things like that, that's an avenue for it. But that doesn't necessarily relax me. Full disclosure here. You all are going to think I'm just a weirdo, but I do watch Love is Blind with my wife, Susie. I think, you know, from the beginning, she's been watching that like for the last 6 seasons. I think I started like the 3rd season, but that shit gives me anxiety, man. That's not relaxing to me just to watch that show. You know, popping on Band of Brothers or something like that on Netflix, that's not relaxing to a guy who's a former veteran and's actually been to war before. So Netflix and things like that's not always relaxing. But I do meditate. I read to relax. I meditate every day for the most part. Meditation calms me. It brings me focus. It centers my mind and my day. I just know it's not complete without it. Sometimes my meditation takes place in the morning. Sometimes it's a mid-afternoon thing. Sometimes it's an evening thing. I just try to fit it in my day. I have an app that guides my meditation. There's plenty of apps out there. If you're interested in something like this and like, you're like, hey, Vince, I really thought about meditation. I really want to get into it. I just kind of recommend downloading a few apps, on your phone and then just seeing, you know, which one you like the best. Not all of them are created equal. Not all the meditation apps, you know, have the goal that maybe you're looking for. So just kind of see, you know, what's out there, maybe do a free trial with a few of them. And then, you know, you'll probably get hooked on one. But meditation is absolutely key for me just to kind of stay focused and to be relaxed. And then every night I read. This is something that Susie knows. You know, we turn off the lights and we go to bed. I pull out my book and I attach a little, you know, reading lamp on it so that she can sleep and it's not too bright. And I read for like 20 to 30 minutes every night. Just think of the amount of books that you can read in a year if you're reading 20 to 30 minutes a night. It's going to be more than 20. But soon enough, I'm relaxed and I'm ready for bed. And then there's nothing like good rest after a full and busy day. And I wake up and then I talk about real estate. And then I do real estate. But I feel rested. You know, I've had fun for the day. I've thought of other things that are interesting to me. That real estate's not just compounding and beating my head down every single day. Guys, that will get frustrating and you'll get burned out about it. We love real estate. This is what Justin and I do every day. This is what this podcast is about every day, but it's not everything. And so I want you to prioritize these aspects of your life, fun, interest, and rest. And I want you to consider kind of scheduling these things into your calendar if you need to at first, right, for this stuff. And treat this time as a non-negotiable. just like any other important commitment in your life, by setting boundaries and then and really honoring these moments of leisure, it's going to prevent this burnout. It's going to cultivate a sense of fulfillment outside of real estate and your other responsibilities. Real estate is not all who you are. It's not everything. And remember, taking care of your mental and emotional health along the way is just as important as attending to your, you know, your quote unquote, like professional duties or what you do for a living. So I just want you to take these things into consideration. What do you do for fun? What are you interested in that you love to dive into? And then lastly, what do you do for rest? So thanks for listening to the Next Deal podcast. This is Vince Hall signing off.